Good morning. I've been playing a little game with the general counsel over at the Pentagon, and we're putting out an expurgated version of the Pentagon papers, you know. Ordered the letter not to release, and is very upset about it. Of course, he wasn't in on the play to begin with, so I'm going to have to get straight out this morning. I want to just double check with you, so if you knew what was going on, in case anybody came bouncing in.
What's his objection?
What he feels is this opens the issue of the Pentagon papers again, which we don't want to do.
What he argues we don't want to do.
Why? Well, he feels very sensitive about it. He thinks it should all be hushed up.
It should go away. He would like we should not have any Pentagon papers anymore. And looking just the opposite direction, which was, you know, in your instructions to give.
I would have done all right if you'd had them out, except that somebody leaked into the Post last night. And so the Post is out with the story this morning. And Henry got with it last night. I talked with him, but I didn't.
Well, why didn't you, did you have a chance to talk to him, you and Colson talked to him about the politics of the thing?
Okay.
Have a little kind of chat and say, now look here, this is something we're going to do, and then we're going to keep him out of it.
All right.
That's what it's, I think he's deep down, he's very worried about that.
Right.
Don't you think so about him?
Probably.
The other thing is that if the problem is the Vietnamese elections, I can see a reason to wait till after the election. In other words, so that we don't have a riot or some damn thing as a result. I mean, so they can't pin it on that reason.
We can do that. I mean, that's only 2 weeks. We can do that. He hasn't raised that as a final objection.
He just doesn't want any kind of got papers.
That's it.
No, he says it re-raises the whole issue of Vietnam. All this stuff. Do you agree?
Well, no, I think our strategy is to keep that pot boiling any way that we can. Okay. And this is a leaked up version of the papers that the Times has already run.
Yeah. That was his other argument, I guess, is there'll be a discrepancy between this version and the Beacon.
That's our assertion. There's a publisher that's going to come out with the Ellsworth paper. Well, no, not really. The Revell paper.
That's right.
And their argument is that by a process of elimination, you'll know the difference. But these aren't the Revell papers. These are the New York Times papers, basically, that are cleaned up.
Yeah. Well, let me say that they've got me about the Times paper. You and Colson go in and talk about the political situation and set Colson up on it. We've got to keep this thing alive. And that this is something the Democrats are trying to sing. So the only argument that I think he can give on the other side is, well, first he could be concerned about himself. Second, he could be concerned about raising the issue of Vietnam. If the issue is raised, I think if it isn't raised this way, it's going to be raised other ways.
We'll do that.
Or do you agree?
No, I think we have to keep going the way we're going. There isn't any way to unring the bell. The papers are already out.
That's right.
You know, there's even a story in the paper this morning about how the Japanese opposition is using them against Sato. So they're out there. We're not going to add very much to it by this publication. And this is only the beginning. So we're going to do a lot worse, you know.
Well, incidentally, would you give the order to Helms? And I'm
going to see Helms tomorrow. I have a partial list now.
Okay.
I want to know exactly what there is so that they can't secrete.
And
Cuban Missile Crisis, Bay of Pigs, and the assassination.
Assassination is taken. We're just... I've got used to coming back to finish the bombing.
We'll get all the facts ready.
Now, these are things that I have not, when I talk not really so concerned about doing it now, you understand, as having it. It's the timing. We may want to throw it, maybe want to do it in January. If Henry's point is wait until January, but we're not going to sink it. We're going to make this an issue come hell or high water. The Pentagon Papers have to be an issue. How we got into Vietnam, right? Because they got us in, and we had not gotten anything to do with it. That's my point about it. It's that side of the story that hasn't gotten around. So that, and on the other side, just getting physical possession. Yeah, well, physical possession, you have to get it down and redirect it.
Exactly.
compliant. Now, the problem they have is that Henry's going to talk to Conley, because Conley has asked Henry how to do this, and asked Henry to do it. And Henry's going to talk to Conley, set that up, Conley agrees with it. Then they look at Schultz as the lead guy on staffing. And that's the problem, that Schultz has in Conley, that's okay.
Yeah.